This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn here with you. And I have to admit, Victoria, I think you probably have picked up on this. I have this weird sort of fascination with what has happened in the, well, former peaceful utopia of Chaz, right?
Yes.
Have you picked up that I've
Chaz
somehow been
like
drawn
your new
in?
Boyfriend.
I'm pretty sure. And sometimes we call him CHOP. That stands for the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone or the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest. And this is something that's been going on in the city of Seattle for, I think, at least 2 weeks now. It's been there for a while. And, Dougie, I know you know I've been kind of interested in this. There are now some Seattle businesses.
I think you want to move there.
No, I don't. Believe me. I just can't believe that this was like, I can't believe
peaceful,
it popped up in
paradise.
Like, right. Yeah. Paradise until a couple of people get shot and stabbed. Numerous Seattle businesses now, including an auto repair shop, a tattoo parlor, a property management company, all sued the city of Seattle on Wednesday, alleging that city officials were complicit in allowing an occupied protest that has made them feel unsafe in their neighborhood. So according to multiple reports, multiple businesses are involved in this lawsuit, and they're taking on the city. Mayor Durkin, who has said that this was the summer of love in Seattle, and I think probably even the police chief, who had some video leaked out of her sounding pretty shamed that she was given the order to turn the police precinct in this area over to protesters. Now she's saying that her police officers are trying to get back in, but a lot of businesses in this area are saying, why wasn't this done 2 weeks ago? Why did someone have to die, a 19-year-old kid have to die before this was taken down? And now I think the city's going to have some financial burden to address because there are some questions as to why this went on for so long.
Well, under the circumstances, it's hard to live in a vacuum these days. And so people, when they do pull out, there's going to be an implication for not only there, but elsewhere. People will try this in other cities. And so we have this dichotomy of direction. Will we support rearranging the jobs the police have? And these people that want to get rid of the police, what world are they dreaming in? Are they, look, you're going to have, and this is a perfect example of what happens if you don't have any police. You've got to have police to establish or to hold order, law and order. You don't need them to do a lot of other stuff that they're doing that are getting in the way, other projects, other job performances that don't have anything to do with really policing. And that's the kind of stuff we need to rearrange. And I'm for rearranging not only that, but what goes on in the school system, what goes on in the public, everything we pay for, we pay for. So we should be responsible for getting what we want out of our investment, because that's what it is. Taxes are an investment in how your community is run. Anybody disagree with that?
No.
So how is it? One of the things that I found distressing is the complication of the federal budget and how much money is spent for things we don't know anything about. For example, how much land the federal government owns. The Bureau of Land Management, which, by the way, is the same initial as Black Lives Matter. The BLM, Bureau of Land Management owns hundreds of millions of acres of land that they do nothing with. Meanwhile, farmers are going without between. It's not just the land management people, but it's the Audubon Society, or it's the federal or state governments that have all of these reserves, and there's plenty of good farmland on them, but they don't want to let farmers grow because they want to protect the habitat of some bird that, you know, may die if, listen, the habitats, this is what's, I am an environmentalist and a conservationist and a conservative when it comes to the real meaning of the word. But I find it ludicrous that we spend as much time and money, and I've run into this myself on a project that I have on my farm, where there's a little bit of a stream that's been plugged up by silt and grass and stuff, and needs to be cleaned out. And it's common sense that if we don't clean it out, the water's going to come onto the land and flood it and ruin it for crops. But do you think we can get this done easily? Is there common sense involved in it? Absolutely not. We've got to go through hearings. The feds are here, the state, the local conservation people, to fix a stream that ultimately will get fixed. But it's taken months to get done what we should have been able to do. I would have, the guy who was going to help me said, well, maybe we'll check with the conservation department. I said, no, I look at it. I gave him two excerpts from the law that show that I, as a farmer, can do these sorts of things to correct problems on the land. Well, the conservation commissioner said no, and blah, blah, blah. So meanwhile, we have all these hearings going on, and at the end of the day, I'm going to get what I want, but it's 3 months later, and I can't. It's too late to plant anything in this field. This is the kind of stuff where there's no common sense that people want fixed. And there's plenty of stuff that police do that don't involve any common sense, and you can go across the board to public entities. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Just to shift gears from the police for a second, because I actually think that the police is probably one of the less funded pieces of government, of local government, that they use the money. Like, you can follow, it's a lot easier. The police departments, here's the point. Police departments are a lot easier to track the money, and it's more transparent because it has to be for people who are taxpayers within whatever municipality you pay your taxes to. Mm-hmm. What really irks me, and you just tied in your EPA, I don't know, have you guys heard anything about the LA City Council? I don't know if it made national headlines or not yet. It probably will. Did you hear it? Well, the LA City Councilman, his name is Jose Huizar. He was just arrested by the FBI on Tuesday morning, and this was not unexpected. People thought I'm surprised it took so long, quite frankly, because this is a very huge scandal that's been going on. He is the councilman for the district that oversees downtown LA and the surrounding community, so he has a lot of building in his area. He also is the one who grants permission for building permits in the entire city. He's the one who heads up that committee. And it was uncovered by the FBI that this guy has been taking so much money to fast-track projects or not. I mean, how many times, and this happens not just in L.A., but in every city, when you see a building that just shoots up overnight, and then there's other buildings that take, like, 50 years to complete. Have you seen those projects? Like, some just, whoop, overnight. Some are, like, slow, like the tortoise.
Sure.
And, well, apparently the reason for that, at least in L.A., is that to get a fast track on your building permit, you had to give some cash to Jose Huizar. Now, you could make campaign donations, or you can hand him cash in paper sacks. He took $500,000 in cash, wrapped in paper brown grocery bags. He took, though, that much money from different builders who wanted to build projects throughout L.A. When the FBI raided his house, he had $129,000 sitting in his closet. And this scandal, I don't know, it has so many tentacles. There was another city councilman, Mitch Englander, who resigned from the council like last year, maybe the year before. And that's because he was implicated in this at the very beginning. He was spending his money on professional women, if you know what I mean. This guy has just been stockpiling his cash, taking, I guess people would send him to casinos, lavish dinners, all of these things that he's been taking so that they get their building projects fast-tracked. And now they're even saying that the mayor's in on it because the mayor has to sign off. Sure. On everything that the city council presents. So people were wondering and scratching their head. Garcetti was going to run for president this time around, and all of a sudden he just stopped after his exploratory committee. He just decided, nope, I want to be mayor. Now everybody's speculating it's because they know that he's involved with this. So to your point about local governments and all of this red tape that you have to cut through, it is not an equal playing field for someone like you, Doug, who wants to try to get things approved on their farm.
No, and you know what else? When it comes to the prejudice of black and white, it's very noticeable in people who apply who are black for permits.
Well, and that's even just in personal loans, too. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Loans or building permits or any of that kind of stuff. Jennifer, before you hit the road, I want to talk about the voters in California deciding to lift the ban on affirmative action. I'm not sure I understand, because affirmative action has been something that has it's gotten in the way of a lot of people progressing because they had talent. And this is the whole balance of black and do they have the opportunity, and white, do they have the opportunity? Is it an equal footing for all of them? So what is, it would seem unusual that California would vote to ban something like affirmative action.
Well, California had banned affirmative action, and basically that means, again, that California voters in November are going to decide whether governments, public colleges, and universities can consider race in their hiring, in their contracting, in their admission process. The state banned affirmative action. I remember this because it affected me. This was the time when I was getting out of high school. The state banned affirmative action policies in 1996 when 55% of voters approved an amendment to the Constitution that banned preferential treatment based on race, sex, color, ethnicity, and national origin. The state Senate now voted 30-10 this week to repeal that amendment, but voters have to approve it, so it will sit on the ballot in November. I don't know. I think this is a slippery slope. I'm sure there's a lot of passion on both sides of the aisle. I feel like we need to not kowtow. I think we need to demand excellence from everybody, and I think people should be judged on their merits, and they shouldn't be checking boxes. But
they don't, and that's the problem. That's why this was necessary in the first place,
right,
according to some. That isn't the case. That hasn't been. But that's what we would like to see in our utopia, and that's the way it should be or ought to be. Fireworks displays. People, are you doing fireworks in New Jersey and California?
They canceled all the fireworks around here because it draws such big crowds on the beach. So I'm sure there are always illegal fireworks.
Can you buy them? Can you buy fireworks anywhere in Southern California, Jennifer?
Yeah, certain areas, but they're always the low-risk ones, not the big ones. But the story here is that across the country in big cities, L.A., New York, Chicago, Atlanta, there have been a huge amount of fireworks, firecrackers going off. I've been hearing them like crazy, more than usual.
Yeah,
and so
all
now
over
there
the
are all
place
these
here.
Conspiracy theories going on about where those are coming from. Some people say it's Trump arming people like Obama did with Fast and Furious. Some people say it's the fireworks stores giving them out for free to entice people to come buy them. Some people say it's Black Lives Matter handing them out. I mean, there's all these conspiracy theories floating around because people are hearing fireworks more now than they ever used to. I would say people are home. They're cleaning out their garage. Maybe they find them, and they're home during the day so that they can hear them more often. Maybe. I don't know.
All right. One last wrinkle here in this half hour. The Germans are buying Russian gas, and yet in the NATO alliance, our country and others are supposedly protecting Germany from the Russians. So why would we be spending any money at all if they want to protect themselves from the Russians and they stop buying Russian gas?
Yeah, and that's what President Trump was trying to push yesterday. He had the president of Poland, Duda, who's up for re-election. I just like saying
Duda.
His name.
Duda.
Who was talking about the importance of pressuring Germany away from supporting Russia in the way that they have been.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. All right, by the way, does that Duda, that's from a black song. Oh, Duda Day, it's a camp song. I think there's a racial tone to it. Doo-da, doo-da.
Sounds like
da-da.
It.
Okay, well, in this case, it's the dude's name, so. All
right. Okay, thank you. Thanks to the dude. This is the DJV program with a message for those of you who want that bright white smile. If you're drinking as much as Victoria and Jennifer are, whether it's booze or coffee or tea, whatever it is, you've got to have your teeth whitened. And don't go to the dentist to do that. You go to the dentist and pay him $1,000. For about $50, you can clean, well, not clean your teeth, but you can whiten them, that's for sure, using Power Swabs. Go to powerswabs.com. See the list of ingredients, all natural. It's a tooth detergent and combo whitening agent that lightens the stains in 5 minutes. You just snap the tube, swab your teeth, and in 5 minutes, those coffee stains, whatever is causing your teeth to stain up, they will start to disappear. Keep the routine going for a month or two, and you will find a huge difference in the quality of the smile. Go to powerswabs.com, use the discount code DJV10 to get a big rake off on the price you pay for Power Swabs. That's powerswabs.com.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle?
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle?
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle?
It's pronounced etc., not etc.
On?
Woohoo! Yes!
Off?
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
I will not sing this guitar.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is the pop list of big songs. Throwback Thursday times 23 after on the DJV program. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan here. Sort of whetting your appetite for some exciting song that I can sing along with here in the next few minutes. As we go through the top five songs from this week in 1964 at number five. With Barbara Streisand's People. I think this is her most famous song, don't you think? Of all the songs she's made popular?
I think
she's
so,
more
probably.
Identified with this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Children. Okay. You want a lesson in contrast, complete contrast? Number four this week belongs to Millie Small. Go, giddy up. Woo-ha. She was about 14, 15 at the time. My Boy Lollipop. Some of you will recognize this back in the days when Limbaugh was a little more creative. He used to use this song to describe Barney Frank or to refer to Bobby, Barney Frank. So nothing to do with anything except, yeah, it's gay. Yep. Okay, so anyway, Millie Small. Number four. With My Boy Lollipop this week in 1964. Here are the Dixie Cups, not the Dixie Chips. Chips, not the Dixie Chicks, but the Dixie Cups. Going to get married in the Chapel of Love. Number three. Have you ever heard this song before, Victoria?
Sure, of course, yeah.
A lot of you have been using a lot of movies. Really love him, why not? All right, crank it up.
Father of the Bride. It was used in... My Best Friend's Wedding. I'm just thinking of the movies that I've seen with it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If the Father of the Bride, by the way, those are good movies, I think.
Yes.
Kind of fun movies. They are. They are. Neat. All right, crank it up, Phil. Let's enjoy. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. Birds all sing. It's a very complicated lyric line here. Today's the day. I say I do. Never be lonely anymore. All right. right, let's get to the Bleach Boys. Number two this week. Round, round, get around. I get around. This is one of the most fabulous pop songs ever, in my book. This you really have to crank up, Phil. I mean, how can you not love this, especially in the summertime? I get around, man.
It's amazing the sound that they create.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so unique.
Imagine what they could have done if they actually got along with each other.
Yeah.
My buddies and me are getting real well known. All right, more crank. So uniquely American. That's what made it work for them. All of them become very wealthy on this stuff. All right. Number one this week, Peter and Gordon from England. First week, number one, A World Without Love from 1964. They had half a dozen. I don't know. I'm not picking that number out of my butt, but I think it had four or five anyway, maybe six number one songs. And they all sounded the same. They were all just like this one. But it's a good song, don't you think? You like it?
Yeah, I like it. I've never heard it, but I like it.
Oh, haven't you? Oh, all right. So crank it up, Phil. Let's fill her ears with A World Without Love. Very demonstrative of the British sound at the time. So then, lock me away. And don't allow today. Here inside, where I hide. In my loneliness. All right, 28 after. Those are the throwback songs from this week in 1964.
Paltrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On?
Woohoo! Yes!
Off?
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump very happy about an order from a federal appeals court dismissing the case against his former national security advisor Michael Flynn, who had been convicted of lying to the FBI.
He was treated very, very horribly by a group of very bad people, and I think you'll see things are going to start to come out.
The president yesterday praising Flynn for his courage and again alleging that his presidential campaign had been spied on by the Obama administration. The appeals court order telling a lower court judge to dismiss the Flynn case despite the fact that he did plead guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with Russian officials. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut now telling visitors from nine states that have surging coronavirus numbers to quarantine for 14 days if they visit those three states. The order takes effect today. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The CDC now says the nation could reach 150,000 coronavirus deaths over the next few weeks. Predictions from 20 different models show the death toll likely to surpass at least 130,000 by the 18th of July. Higher death rates expected in states like Arizona, California, and Florida, which are already seeing surges in cases. Two independent watchdogs are investigating to try to determine whether the Justice Department targeted cannabis companies for political reasons. Congressional testimony yesterday revealing the Justice Department's Inspector General and the Office of the Special Counsel have been looking into how the DOJ handled two cannabis suppliers that wanted to merge. The department reportedly put exceptional demands on the two, allegedly to slow the growth of the cannabis industry because of Attorney General William Barr's animosity towards that sector. Hulu is now pulling Scrubs episodes that feature blackface. The streaming service has decided to remove 3 episodes of that medical sitcom that featured characters in blackface. Variety reporting the show's creator, Bill Lawrence, and ABC Studios did ask Hulu to take down those episodes. And AAA expects Americans to hit the road this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic, expecting a travel decline of about 15% from last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thursday, the 25th of June, is upon us. So when's the 1st of July's week? It's Wednesday, right? Next week, 4th of July is on Saturday. Yep, got it all figured out here. And so we don't have to worry about being on the air on the holiday, Victoria. The holiday is off because it's Saturday. This is the DJV program. Normally, with the few exceptions like Christmas and New Year's. Did we do New Year's Live last year? I forget.
New Year's Eve. We were live that morning, but not New Year's Day.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, because you and Jennifer were out partying and slurping up the Slurpees.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Slurping up the... Can you get a Slurpee with vodka in it?
You can add vodka to it.
You can add vodka to a
if that's your thing, I don't think it would be very good, but, you know, that's not my
whatever is your thing. All right, you have some kettling news.
Yes. Is this a term you've ever heard?
Kettling?
I have not heard this term before. But this is trending, and so if you see trending, it has nothing to do with your kitchen or the kettle to make some tea.
No, not a kettle. No.
Kettling is a crowd control technique used by the police. It's also known as trap and detain. It involves officers surrounding protesters to corral them before making arrests. Now, why this is controversial is because in so many cases, and we're seeing more and more lawsuits happening, where peaceful protests were
interrupted, essentially, once the police started kettling and corralling the peaceful protesters.
They create a problem
they create
by using
violence.
This technique, yes.
And so now we have heard in the age of social media, we've heard from a lot of celebrities who have large platforms, and this has happened to so many people. I've seen this. I didn't hear the word kettling, but I've been hearing these same stories. People are peacefully protesting. They're standing in a crowd. The police officers come along and say, everybody's got to move out. So they turn to find whichever way they can leave, and they find that all the exits are blocked. This has been happening in D.C. This happened. A few actors from the hit show Riverdale on CW, they were peacefully protesting in Santa Monica and described and filmed exactly what happened. They were peacefully standing there holding signs. Cops came in, said, all right, everybody's got to clear this, you know, clear off onto the sidewalk. As they turn to start moving, and you see the group moving to get away from where the police said to clear the road, they're blocked by cops. And then you start to see the chaos ensue. People trying to leave, and there is no exit. And then the arrests start happening. And that's when the violence starts happening. And then you see tear gas being used. You see...
So you think they're trained to do this?
Of course.
Is this part of police training?
Of course. There's no way that anybody...
What is to...
This is a coordinated effort. So now we're seeing lawsuits happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is... in Manhattan, which was just nothing short of dangerous, police kettled protesters on the Manhattan Bridge. And on both ends, no one could get off the bridge. And so this caused, I don't know if this made national headlines because so much has been going on, but all around New York, Governor Cuomo commented on it and said, this is totally unacceptable. You tell people to leave, but then they're trapped on a bridge. The entire Manhattan Bridge, which goes from the Lower East Side to...
Who thinks like this? Who thinks this is okay? What is the motivation? What is there that is in the police mentality that makes this okay?
I don't know.
That's my question.
But the problem is then all these people end up getting arrested, and then they haven't been given the chance to leave.
Yeah, but what's in it for the police? Why would they do this? I'm not saying they're not doing it. Ah, okay. So it's money raising.
This is a lot of money. And so in most cases, and this has been documented now, like I said, on social media, the cops will say everyone has to leave, and then literally before anyone can even turn to obey the order, they get arrested. So and then they say, well, you were resisting arrest. This is being caught on camera all across the country. This is not just happening to black people. This is happening to plenty of white people, too. This is an attack on peaceful protesters. I am not a conspiracy person, you know this, although every once in a while you've gotten me onto that path. I think this is a direct order from Trump. I think this is coming right from the top. Get rid of the crowds. Law and order, that's his thing. He wants to be Nixon. Law and order, law and order.
I'm not sure that I agree with you on that.
But this is get control of your cities. He said that in public. We know how he feels. We know what he's told the governors on governor calls. I think this is something that it's absolutely coming from the top.
Well,
there's no reason.
I'm looking at there is. I think that we need to be thinking. Forget about Trump and these sorts of things that seem to come out of. He didn't start this. He may have encouraged it, but this didn't start with him. This has been going on. Victims of unprovoked attacks in this circumstance, any number of things that you can point to. Looking at the Stat Department, last year the police in this country shot and killed 1,000 people. Actually, 1,008, to be specific. They weren't all black, but the fact that there were that many officer-related shootings and that resulted in death of the... Now, to be fair and to be honest about it, some of these people were dangerous, and they should have been shot. But there are other people who get shot in the back, or in way, you know, you question, why is this person being shot in the back if he's running away? Shoot him in the leg if you want to stop him.
Right.
But, you know, you look at the stats...
Why does everyone end up dead when they have an encounter with the police?
Officer-involved shootings are rare in comparison with the millions of interactions that they have. But still, when you look at that number and you understand, okay, so last year was 1,000 and whatever, 998 the year before, 987 the year before that, 963 the year before that, the homicides the police are involved in, Some of them get a lot of attention, like this woman who was Brianna, I forget, was it Taylor?
Brianna Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That got a lot of notoriety, as it should have, because it calls into attention the bad direction, the bad management. You know, this is, a lot of police chiefs are really good policemen and are not necessarily good managers. We had that in Framingham. Guy was a police chief for 4 or 5 years, great guy, pretty good cop, lousy manager. So the department fell apart. And so I wondered out loud, back to the management of our cities, our communities, cities and towns, why do we have somebody who's a policeman administering, you know, budgets and things like that? Why don't we have an administrator that does that kind of stuff in the schools? Or even the president. I've said we ought to have two presidents for a long time. An administrator who runs the country and a PR person who goes out, glad hands people, takes care of foreign relations, that kind of stuff. That's how, in my mind, in my utopia, it would work. And if you boil that down and bring it to the state level, most of the governors are not competent administrators. They're competent politicians, but that doesn't mean they're competent administrators. And the same is true with mayors or town managers. Well, town manager is probably a little bit more administrative than the person who gets elected to be mayor. Most of the time, those people don't have a clue about management unless they come from that field. So once again, as we look at being proactive and funding the police and funding the schools and funding the public works or other things that we get services we're supposed to have, we're supposed to be rendered services for our money. But the people who are responsible for making the decisions make political decisions that are not administrative. They do it because they'll get a vote out of it. And that's just wrong. It's time to separate. I don't think that's a, is this a novel, unique idea? Am I the only one in the world who thinks this is...
No, but it's way too logical for anything to actually happen. And then one other quick thing on that is trending right now. Do you remember the story? This goes back to 2014, November of 2014. A 12-year-old black boy named Tamir Rice. He was shot to death by a cop. He was playing with a toy gun in a park in Cleveland.
I do remember that. Yes.
Well,
yep,
today would have been his 18th birthday, and so he was only 12 years old when this happened.
All right, did he get killed because he was a black kid with a gun, or would he have been killed if he was a white kid with a gun? A toy gun, do you think? That's the question
we'll
we're
never
not going to
answer. I don't see a 12-year-old white kid as a perceived threat. And I think that, you know, cops in Cleveland, I don't know how they feel, but this, how do you shoot a child? You know, it's...
So what do we do to change the natural culture, when the natural and national culture that brings us around to thinking the way that these people have thought in order to make the mistakes that they made? What do we do to get to the... Making a lot of noise gets the ball rolling, but you can only make so much noise, and the protest can actually only last so long. Then you got to get to, okay, what are we really doing here to fix the problem?
Right.
That's really, it seems to me, what we'd be... ought to be analyzing. I think we're in the danger zone here of going too far the other way. That's the way we are. We're overreacting because it's gotten so bad. It's gotten so out of hand, police shooting black people, that everybody's reacting and in some cases overreacting. Why would Kristen Bell and Jenny Slate not want to voice a mixed-race character on that animated series they're in? Why?
I don't know what their specific reason is, but why were they... My question is, why were they ever cast in the first place?
Maybe that's a good question. I don't know that much about Jenny Slate, but Kristen Bell is as white could be.
Well, Jenny Slate's white, too.
So, yeah, I don't know that much about her. Yeah, go
ahead. She's a comedian actress. She's... I think maybe she did one season of SNL. I'm not positive on that, but she's been in a ton of different comedies and things like that. It's just, well, why would you... I don't even understand the casting involved in this. I don't know that show. I don't watch it. It's a cartoon. Mm. But why would you cast two white actresses to play black characters?
That's why you go back to Amos and Andy. Why would you have cast two white guys to play the part of Amos and Andy?
So to answer your question, I think Jenny and Kristen Bell, I think they both have decided, like, this was probably not well thought out on our part. And so these roles should be filled with black actresses. Yeah. It's not that hard. This is not a hard one, people. This is one we could actually do and fix quickly.
Well, if you listen to that black show that was on TV last night, all about every black actor and musician in the world was on the show, and there are plenty of talented people certainly that showed up on that one. It was I've forgotten what, it wasn't called Black Lives Matter. It was on ABC for a couple of hours, and I forget what it was called. But John, I tuned into it and stopped when I saw John Legend singing because I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah.
And then Samuel L. Jackson was on, the usual spate of black entertainers, musicians, comedians, spokespeople, and what my point is that there were tons of people there that were talented.
TV report yesterday.
I did what?
I said I wish I'd seen it, but I think you talked over Jen's TV report yesterday, so I didn't know it was on to DVR.
How dare you suggest that I am responsible for something as horrific as that? Speaking of horrific, do you see that cloud of dust coming across from Africa? Crossing the Atlantic now, very unusual because the winds are different. The jet stream is not pushing west to east. And there's this huge, massive dust cloud that started in the Sahara Desert last week that's blowing across the lower Atlantic and is going to blanket the southeastern U.S. probably this weekend. So if you're down in Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, northern Mexico, you're going to they actually feel the particles of sand and dust. It's going to lay down. You'll see it in your car like pollen, and it'll be in the air. People get sick because of this. And I don't know what the car, other than sand, why it is the you know, usually, again, the weather patterns go from west to east. So this is the time when the hurricane season starts, and the currents and the winds in the southern Atlantic change direction. For some reason or another, there was a huge dust storm in the Sahara, and it got picked up with the different changes in the jet stream, and I was blowing all that dust into the southeastern U.S. I'm going to think that's going to be kind of a mess, frankly. And the one other thing I wanted to mention, the story about this Paralympian rower, her name was Angela Madsen. Did you know her story?
No.
She was rowing across the Pacific, 60 years old, left Los Angeles a couple of months ago in a 20-foot rowboat. She wanted to reach Honolulu in 4 months. Unfortunately, she didn't make it. But if you look at the boat, if you look at her and you look at the boat...
Wait, she didn't make it mean she died?
Yeah.
What happened?
She was 60 years old. She was paraplegic and a gay athlete and the oldest woman to row across the Pacific. She went out on the rowboat from Marina del Rey.
They're
not really sure.
Was she totally by herself? She didn't have anybody with her?
Yeah, no, she didn't have anybody. But she, her partner was texting her back and forth, and she stopped responding to the messages. This was a woman that was with her trying to make a documentary about the things that she's done. And so all of a sudden, this woman was in the Marine Corps, by the way. She was having surgery after some problem in the military, and she had a spinal injury. Apparently, she was playing basketball in the Marines at the base in El Toro, and the big story at that time was the military refused to pay her medical bills, so she was homeless. Her life fell apart. She couldn't walk any longer, and so she changed her life. But, man... There's a story and a half right there. It's 10 before the hour in the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So we're getting close to the 4th of July, and I believe that the first Independence Day movie, there was no question about when it was going to be released, right, Chucker? Hello,
well, it had its world premiere this day, 1996, June 25th, 1996, but it opened July 4th weekend via a very big marketing campaign by 20th Century Fox. They knew they had a good product on their hands.
They had a great product.
I think
it's a good movie.
As event films go, that means movies like big popcorn movies you're really excited to see in a movie theater that deliver. Other than Jurassic Park in that time period, which was 93, this was the best. This was as good for me. I love this film. Especially with a big crowd in a movie theater. I delivered in spades.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Yeah.
Independence Day.
And Quaid may have stolen the show.
He stole the film. Yeah, I'll tell you one bit of interesting movie fact. Movie stars Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman.
Big cast.
That presidential speech was incredible. And Randy Quaid. But originally cast in the Will Smith role, and this would have made it a completely different film, was Ethan Hawke. And then he wound out backing out of the project for whatever reason. He just didn't want to do big studio movies, Ethan Hawke. Mm-hmm. And then they signed Will Smith, who was doing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air at the time.
Yep, it did. Goldblum already was one. The guy who'd been on Brent, is it Spiner? He'd been on Star, Star Trek, Spinner. Right?
Yep, Spinner.
And he played the mad scientist.
Yes, he's good.
Yeah, he was good.
And Judd, and don't forget Judd Hirsch from Taxi,
right.
Jeff Goldblum's father. He was great in that movie.
And the woman who played Jeff Goldblum's wife, who is
she's really good too.
Character, I don't remember her name.
I don't remember her name either, but she's really good in that film. They're all good in that movie.
Yeah, it was
an exciting movie. And the other one didn't work.
Because, A, maybe the script wasn't so good, but I think it also didn't work because Will Smith wasn't in it.
Here's the thing about Independence Day 2. Don't even acknowledge it because it does not exist in my mind. I'm serious. Like, I'll just walk off the air right now if you talk about
it. Oh, you will? There's a threat. Well, Victoria, you and I have to finish the...
That movie was what they call an abomination. It was never should have been made. It was just simply awful.
Really? You sure it wasn't an abomination and not an abomination?
Whatever you want to call it, I don't care. Huh? You can make fun of me all you want.
No, I understand, but I was making a joke about it being an abomination.
Of course
you were. Okay, next. More movie release delays. Movies going to streaming. Some of the announcements from what's been put back. What do we expect? Movie theaters are opening up next week, right?
Well, here's the thing. Most movie theaters...
Where'd Chuck go?
Oh. Oh, we lost Chuck. Most movie theaters, what? He left us hanging.
Huh? Where'd he go? He's gone. All right, well, we'll find him. In the meantime, I think it's very interesting to see how did you and you've talked about this in the tech report, Victoria, how the Amazon was the focus today of getting into more. They're getting into everybody's shorts.
Yep.
And I think that there's a danger in that. We've seen what happens when one or two companies control any business. And Amazon seems to be out to control a number of businesses. And I just don't think it's healthy. I mean, I don't know what you do about it, but I think that it's time. It's somebody, the antitrust people, who are usually cowards, lily-livered, that'll be fine. Yeah, let's merge this airline with that airline, because we all know the ticket prices go down, right? And they believe that. Well, it's the same thing. At some point in time, choices. America is about choices, and we have fewer and fewer in almost every part of our life. All right, Chucker, so back to what we were saying about...
I think Disney could take the chance and hold a release date to Mulan. Because they could always put that on Disney Plus. But Warner Brothers really has to think hard about holding that release date for Chris Nolan's Tenet, because if people don't show up to movie theaters, that's a $200 million movie. They have to make it over almost $500 million worldwide.
But don't you think people want to go to the movies?
I
want to go to the movies.
But having said that, in certain states like Florida and Texas, if the fear factor keeps ratcheting with cases going up, I do think it'll keep people away more than it would have, obviously, if
otherwise.
Cases go way down. So.
All right, there's some thought.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.